We were in the middle of Reish Mem Ches Dalet yesterday. Okay, let's go through it again quickly. Yotzim Bashaira Bamidbar, one who's going through, going with a caravan through the Midbar. I call Yodim Shemzichim Mechal Shabbos. Everyone knows that they're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. Kimnei Sakana, because of the Sakana, Lo Yuchu La'ake Bamidbar B'Shabbos Labadim, because they can't stay by themselves in this wilderness, desert, jungle, whatever it is, by themselves. So Shoshi Amun Kodem Shabbos Asurim Latzeis. This is the Baal Amor Shita in not taking a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, because you have to worry about putting yourself into a situation that's going to force you to be Mechal Shabbos, even though it's because of Pikuach Nefesh. So here the Mechaber is Mechaber and Sif Beis went with the Rif, the Bittul Onek Shabbos, he's going to be Sisik. Here he's going with this Baal Amor. Then it's mutilotzes, and then if he turns out that he's besakana because he's in the middle of the desert, he has to be mechal shabbos, whether it's walking outside the tchum, whatever it is, mutter ben kachilu. It's mutter, and it's not considered to be a chilu shabbos. Now, although the Eretz Yisrael, one is going to Eretz Yisrael, we already said it's a machlokes if it's even to visit. To have the schus to walk the Alad Amos in Eretz Yisrael, which Chazal speak very highly of, or means only to dafka live in Eretz Yisrael, two opinions. In this Damelo Shayara, if the caravan is leaving, I feel the Erev Shabbos, so came into Dvar Mitzvah, Yochel Ifrosh, since it's a Dvar Mitzvah, he can go even Erev Shabbos. Uposik Imohem Lishbos, and he has to make a deal with them to stop. On Shabbos, if they agree to stop, and then when push comes to shove, they're in the midbar on Shabbos, and they don't agree to stop for him, so then Yochel Lelechas Imam, he's allowed to go with them chutz tchum. He's allowed to go with them outside the tchum because it is now a situation of pikuach nefesh. So we just yesterday briefly. Let's do it again. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Tes Posek Imam Lishbos Vapsika Hili Ikuva. He has to tell them that they have to stop on Shabbos. Lo Yisratzu B'zeh, if they don't agree to that condition, Lo Yelech Imam, he cannot go with them. Now that's as opposed to what we saw in Sif Aleph by the boat. By the boat, it's also Machlokes Rebbe and Rashbag and Meshulchan Aruch Paskins. Uposik Imoshe Yishbos, and in the end, if they don't stop, it's no problem. But he has to be Posik Imohem Sheyishbos. So here the Mishnah Berurah says. The last line of Mishmur Sif Katan Gimel and Sif Aleph by the boat, his schemu robach horn and dabsiki rak the mitzvah ba'amu veinu makiv. It's only for a mitzvah. He doesn't have to make this deal with them, this condition, if they stop on Shabbos. But over here, it is li'ikuva. So that's the question. What's the difference between the boat case and the caravan case? Look at the Mishnah, the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maschil, Uposik Imam Lishbos. See Bir Alocha? Uposik Imam Lishbos. I am at Mishnah Berurah Shekasav, Dapsika Hili Ikuva. Here's the Ikuva. So it says like this. Now, in Sif Aleph is a Machlekes. Mishnah Berurah concludes it's not the Ikuva. The Ikuva means that you have to do it, you have to make the condition. They have to agree now that they're going to stop. Even in the end, they don't do it. Okay, they don't do it. It's pikuach nefesh. But you can't just go and close your eyes. You have to tell them they have to stop on Shabbos. They have to agree, yeah, we'll stop on Shabbos. So over there in Sif Aleph, if you don't have to do it. It's better to do it. It's not necessary. Here you have to do it. The question is why. So the Mishnah says like this. Even in Sif Aleph, the Magen Avraham holds that you have to do it. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah passes against the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah passes is not necessary. But in Sif Aleph by the boat, the Magen Avraham himself holds that it is necessary. So if you hold it's necessary over there, for sure it's necessary over here. Because this halacha is learned out from over there. Now, what about the lenient opinions over there? Because the Mishnah Berurah was lenient over there and he's stringent over here. Vafilu da sharachronim, this really da psikah shamanim akabas, even according to the other Rishonim hold. The other achronim hold that it's not necessary over there, near it, the hacha, but over here it's worse. Ain't lakab as a cloud. Here one should not be lenient. Why? This scenario we mentioned yesterday is much worse than the boat scenario. Because the boat scenario is like a suffix. He doesn't know if he's going to be Mechal Shabbos, not be Mechal Shabbos. Here, he knows he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Just walking outside the tomb is an act of Chil Shabbos. When he's on a boat, he's above 10 Tfachim, we'll discuss that at length hopefully tomorrow. So, above 10 Tfachim, there's really no Tchumim. So it's not a problem. But over here, he's walking, he's going through the Midbar. So, we know, and it's a Vada that it's going to happen. So over there, it's a suffix. Here, it's a Vada. So that's much worse. That's what Mishabura said in Sifkat and Chavav.
You say on the water above 10 Tepakim, there's no Tepakim?
Right. We'll discuss it. But I don't want to get into it now. We'll discuss that at length tomorrow. Okay, but over here, that's what you saw in Mishabura, Sifkat and Chavav, that if he knows for sure he's going to be Mechal Shabbos, so then he can't even go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. By the boat, he doesn't know for sure. It's a suffix. Maybe it'll be a problem to have to be Mechal Shabbos. I don't know how likely it is, but it's definitely a possibility. But over here, that's for sure, that's what's going on. He's walking through the wilderness. And he can't stop. So he's putting himself vada in a situation where he's going to have to continue walking outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So he says, Many poskim question this din. This whole din comes from the Balamora. The question is, why are you not allowed to get on that boat Monday to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? The Rif said because of lack of Oneg Shabbos, he'll be seasick. Okay, that means nothing about Chil Shabbos. Doesn't teach me anything. But the Balamora says because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he doesn't have to worry about putting himself into a pikuach nefesh situation that's going to force Chil Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he does. That's the Chiddush of the Balamora. The Rif doesn't hold from that. All the opinions that hold from the seasick opinion do not necessarily hold from that at all. They can hold, I mean, they can really go either way, but they can hold that, no, you never let to put yourself into a situation. It's true, Pikuch Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, but you have no right to put yourself into a situation that's going to make you into a Pikuch Nefesh Docha Shabbos person. So he says over there, he says it beautifully. Raza is the Balamora, Shutamua. It's a tema. So we said you can get on a boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or if it's a mitzvah, you can go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Even though he's putting himself into a situation where he is going to end up possibly being in a pikuach nefesh situation that will require chilul Shabbos. How can he do that? How did Chazal allow him to do that for dvar mitzvah? Allow him to be chilul Shabbos even at the beginning of the week. And if you look at the Rif, and the Rif is bothered, if there's a tchum problem, okay, we'll discuss that more tomorrow, so then how could you get on the boat on Sunday? Whoever it was, who says the problem is a tchum, so then you can't go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but you can still go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. How can I go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? If there's a tchum problem, how does it help me to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? So the Rif doesn't like that either. Skip the brackets. So when it comes to going on the boat, the whole thing is only derabanan. Tavsina the dina lahakel b'shoshi yamim arishonim. There, maybe there's a tchum problem, and if there's a tchum problem, it's a derabanan tchum problem. Why is it a derabanan tchum problem? I think we'll see tomorrow. I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll discuss it tomorrow. It's a derabanan tchum problem. There's no tchum d'oraisa. Whatever, I don't want to get into it. It's complicated. Right there. We'll get to it when we get to it. So we're makel by the boat of Alim Malacha Gemura Hechitir Devezet. Vinei Balamor Laman as Dinam Hai Brisa. He learned it from the Brisa of not going on the boat 3 days. Avi the Mashiv Rishishar Harbei Rishonim Brisa Luhei Marif Arama Ramban or many other Rishonim who learn out it's all Dinam being seasick. So ain't sure Makar Dino Klal. So if it's a Dinam being seasick, so then there's no Makar at all that you're allowed to get on a boat even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday if you're going to end up in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh that's going to force you to be Machal Shabbos. The Alkein Masik Yodea Bavad Shabbat Lassav the Chil Shabbos. If he knows that for sure he's going to end up in a Chil Shabbos situation, Aser Af Betchilas HaShavu, then he cannot put himself in that scenario even starting on Sunday. This is ancient time. Hati b'za sheyodea b'vadi shavu l'asof l'chul Shabbos. V'alkein, the last few lines of this bir halacha. Alkeinira baro da psika b'za afilu b'dvar mitzvah hu li'ikuva. And therefore, over here, the guy has to agree to stop on Shabbos. If in the end he doesn't agree, in the end he violates his agreement, that's something else. Then you keep going. But the boat where it's not vadai and the whole Shabbos is only the abundant of tchumen, possibly not necessarily. So then, he doesn't have to make the condition that he stops on Shabbos. But over here, when he's going to be walking through the desert on Shabbos, and it's Vaday, being Mechal Shabbos, so he must make the condition with the guy that is going to stop on Shabbos. If in the end the guy, thinks out of his deal, and he lied, and he continues on Shabbos, okay, then he's allowed to go with him. But he cannot start the trip unless they agree to stop on Shabbos. That's why, that's the difference. Over there, it's a suffix. Here, it's a vaday. There, he doesn't have to make the condition. It's better. Here, he must make the condition with the guy to stop and shout. Okay. V'machashu b'midbar, back in the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to finish. Okay. After he's in the desert, then they back out on their deal. He's allowed to go with them because pikuach nefesh, and it's unforeseen pikuach nefesh. But if he goes into a populated city on Shabbos, so he can walk through the whole city. There's no tchum problem. He can even go into the city. Since he left for Bar Mitzvah, he left with permission. Wherever he is when Shabbos starts, he has 2,000 amas every direction. He can go into the city. Okay. Hagah. Yesh Omrim. Okay, so this is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a very liberal definition. We said that you can go the first 3 days on the boat, not the first, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can get on a boat if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. How do we define a Dvar Mitzvah? Rabbeinu Tam is a super liberal definition of Dvar Mitzvah brought down here in the Ramah. Hagah. Yesh Omrim. Shekom makom she'adam holech l'schora. If a person is going to do business, aluras pnei chavero, or even to see his friend, choshev hakol dvar mitzvah. That's all called a mitzvah. The ena choshev dvar rishus rak sholech l'tayel. Only this time he's going for sightseeing. That's the only time it's not called a mitzvah. But everything else basically called a mitzvah. Well, there we have specific mitzvahs that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for. Although that's a good point. They bring that down over here somewhere. I saw someone connect the two. Let's see. But there they say specific, not any mitzvah that leave Eretz Yisrael. They bring down specific things. The alki nogu b'ksas mekomos lahakel b'in aflagas hasfinos. Therefore, people are lenient in getting on boats, even Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, valicha shayara, and even going on these caravans, toch shoshi yamim, ki choshvim hakol dvar mitzvah. And they think, I would say the word choshvim is, they can, not that they think, but that they consider everything to be a dvar mitzvah, because Rabbeinu Tam has this very liberal definition of dvar mitzvah. And so it concludes the Ramah, ve'ein limchos biyadam, you should not stop them. They have on whom to rely, they have Rabbeinu Tam to rely upon, even though many of you shown and disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, but they have on whom to rely, and once they're relying on someone, you shouldn't stop them. Okay, Mishabura Sifkot. Lamed Dalid, Leschora, Afilu Yeshlo Mazonos. Let's say we're not talking about necessarily a poverty-stricken person. He has food, but he's going to on a business trip to make more money. That's also considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Mishmas Sifkat and Lamed Hey. Now here the Ramah connects the boat and the caravan. We already discussed the caravan is much worse than the boat, because the caravan is vade going to be Mechal Shabbos by walking outside of the Tchum on Shabbos. So Mishabir Sivkat and Lamed Hey brings down the Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham. Mishima Kama Poskim, the Bashahalicha Shayara in Lahaka, that one should not be Mako when it comes to the caravan within 3 days of Shabbos. You can question the first 3 days of the week also. Mishmas Sukkot and Lamed Vav, ve'ein limchos, ava b'makom shelo nogu l'hakel, in a place where they're not knowing to make it like Rabbeinu Tam, to consider everything to be a mitzvah, ein kedai l'chatchil l'hakel, l'chatchil one should not be making it like this Rabbeinu Tam, d'kama poskim sovrin d'bein a mitzvah gemura, because there are many poskim hold that you need a full-fledged mitzvah, we don't have such a liberal definition that everything is considered a mitzvah, it needs the mamish be a mitzvah. And here Dishu brings down a different, we mentioned it a couple of times, the concept of the person needs surgery. So, and let's say there's Chilul Shabbos post-surgery, so it's if it's not urgent, if you can do it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's better because you don't have to worry about, even if there'll still be, let's say there's going to be 7 days of post-surgery, Pikuach Nefesh, Chilul Shabbos, let's say. So the first 3 days of the week, he doesn't have to worry about it. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? You're supposed to think about Shabbos and shouldn't schedule a surgery for that if he has a choice. So, yeah, Dershu brings down a similar... Not exactly, but he says like this. Let's say there's someone who's weak. It's hard for him to fast. So we have a fast called Tzom Gedalia coming up pretty soon. And a week later, we have a fast called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is obviously much more severe fast than Tzom Gedalia. What if a person knows if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Does he have to worry a week in advance about doing everything he can possibly to fast on Yom Kippur? Or no, he has to do one mitzvah at a time. Right now, the mitzvah is to fast on Tzom Gedalia. And whatever happens on Yom Kippur, happens on Yom Kippur. So he brings down from the Buchacha, he should fast on Tzom Gedalia. Kishem shemutu lahaftik basfina dvar mitzvah gimel yomim lifnei haShabbos afabi sheefshi shechal Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't have to worry about possible pikuach nefesh situations going to force full Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe yes, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, no. So he says a week before, it's going to die, even though it's possible he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to worry about Yom Kippur right now. Now he's worried about Tzom Gedalia. Now it's Tzom Gedalia, fast Tzom Gedalia. Yeah? Now if it's a Vaday, maybe it's different. I don't know. If the doctor says Bator is Vaday, here it's Yesh Chashash Shelo Yuchalot. If it's a Vaday, then I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. When? What day are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's if Dalit. We skip Gimel. Tomorrow we'll do Gimel. Gimel is a heavy hitting sif. Very, very, very heavy.